Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, have you seen this new movie, The Savages?
Not yet. Why?
There is, near the start of the movie, they have a radio on in the background, and you hear like a local NPR announcer say, coming up next is Puzzle Master Will Shortz.
You're kidding me. did you know about this, or did you find out in the theater?
Two people warned me about it beforehand, so I was waiting for it.
Ah, so you get to be a voice in the movies this
time.
That's
right. It's a great movie, too, so you should see it even besides the NPR reference.
I will. I wanted to ask you, I know you're a wordsmith, and most of your time is taken up with that kind of game, but were you a fan of chess at all? And I'm mentioning this, of course, because of the passing this past week of Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, well, I'm not expert at it, no.
Yeah, it was just fascinating because his game back 36 years ago, in like 1972, became an international story when he and Boris Spassky played their chess game. But the strange part is, you know, the end of the game, it wasn't like a table tennis game, you know, where it's, yay, whoa, you know, you win. It was, Boris Spassky sort of called in and said, he won, I'm not coming back. So it was an empty chair. Odd. I mean, I think Bobby Fischer's life was so odd. So it was, I just felt we had to remark about it in this section of the program. I'm no good at chess. I'm better at puzzles, but I didn't get the answer to last week's. Would you remind us what it was, please?
Yes, it came from listener Larissa Kuhar of Colorado Springs, Colorado. I said, name a famous American novelist whose last name contains 9 letters. Drop the first and last letters. The remaining 7 letters can be rearranged to name another famous American novelist. Who are the authors?
Who are they?
They are Nathaniel Hawthorne and Edith Wharton.
Oh, that's great. I wish I had solved that puzzle. We had over 1,300 entries from people who did, and our randomly selected winner is William Pauly from Chicago, Illinois. Hi, William.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, sir. What do you do there in Chicago?
I'm a retired speech and language pathologist.
Ah, speech and language. You're a word person, too. How long have you been playing this puzzle?
Oh, at least 10 years, probably longer.
You know what happens, then?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. Will, meet William. This could be tough. Let's play.
All right, William. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, drop 2 letters. So the remaining letters in order will name a color or shade. For example, if I said greed, G-R-E-E-D, you would say red because you would have dropped a G and one of the E's. Okay? Number 1 is train, T-R-A-I-N.
Tin?
No, there's a more common shade than that.
Tan, of course.
Tan is right. Number 2 is blouse, B-L-O-U-S-E.
Okay. Blue.
Blue is right. Grouse, G-R-O-U-S-E.
Rose.
Rose is good. Greasy, G-R-E-A-S-Y.
Gray.
Gray, with either spelling.
Right.
Age-old, A-G-E-O-L-D.
A-E-G-O-L-D. Gold.
Gold, is it? Pucker, P-U-C-K-E-R, as in to pucker up your lips.
How about puce?
That's correct. Reborn, R-E-B-O-R-N.
Reborn.
Well, if you added a Y, you could get ebony, but I know they can't do that.
Just drop that Y. drop the Y, Leanne.
Drop that Y. All right. Drop that Y. Ebon? Ebon?
That's it. Yeah. Ebon. E-B-O-N is a word for black.
It's a crossword puzzle word for
it's
black.
It's a crossword word. Good. Try this one. Grubby. G-R-U-B-B-Y.
Ruby.
Nice.
Is right. Cordial. C-O-R-D-I-A-L.
Okay.
Give you a hint. It starts with a C.
Coral.
Good job. Clemson, C-L-E-M-S-O-N.
Lemon.
Uh-huh. Outlive, O-U-T-L-I-V-E.
Olive.
Uh-huh. Whither, Whiter.
Right.
Uh-huh. Besiege, B-E-S-I-E-G-E.
Besiege. Beige.
Uh-huh. Greyhen, G-R-E-Y-H-E-N.
Green.
Uh-huh. Poacher, P-O-A-C-H-E-R.
Now,
start with, yeah,
it Leanne? Starts with an O?
Uh-huh.
Is it ochre?
Oh, ochre.
That's it.
I thought it ended in R-E.
R-E is more the British spelling. Our spelling is more the E-R.
Oh, well, that's what I get for spending 4 years in England.
There you go. Macaroon, M-A-C-A-R-O-O-N.
Maroon.
Yeah. Is right. And your last one is outrange, O-U-T-R-A-N-G-E.
Orange.
Orange is correct.
All right. Boy, what a rainbow. William, nice work. And for playing our puzzle today, you get some things. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. William, tell us what member station you listen to.
WBEZ in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. William Pauly from Chicago, Illinois. It was so much fun playing with you today. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. And Will, you have a new challenge for everyone to try to solve for next week.
Yes. Take the phrase right lane, spoonerize it, and that means switch the initial consonant sounds and you get light rain. Well, think of a familiar two-word phrase for an activity in a writing stable. Spoonerize it, and you'll get another familiar two-word phrase for something a stable worker handles. So again, a familiar two-word phrase for an activity in a writing stable. Spoonerize it, and you'll get another familiar two-word phrase for something a stable worker handles. What are these phrases?
Boy, we haven't had a spoonerism in a long time. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Once again, that's npr.org/puzzle. And click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.
Rock, jazz, urban, classical, world, folk. Discover old and new favorites in a variety of genres at NPR's music website. That's at npr.org/music. Upon a broken guitar, another street.